Hey everyone, welcome back to Unzip, the show where we crack open the latest AI and ML research and figure out what actually matters. I'm Skylar, and before we dive in, quick shout out to today's sponsor, Limitless AI. They're building tools that help you remember and make sense of everything, definitely worth checking out. All right, today we've got five papers on the table covering computer use agents, KV cache compression, the surprisingly hard problem of verifying code, faster speculative decoding, and a fresh benchmark that's actually challenging for modern agents. Let's get into it. First up, we're talking about computer use agents, you know, those AI systems that can actually sit down at a computer and do things for you. There are two main flavors, GUI agents, which look at the screen and click around like a human would, and CLI agents, which use code or command line skills to get things done programmatically. The problem is that every benchmark comparing these two approaches has been kind of a mess, different tasks, different starting conditions, different ways of checking if the job got done. You're not really comparing apples to apples. You're comparing apples to some weird hybrid fruit nobody can identify. So this paper from Xiao Zhou, Seiyue Zhang, Yilin Zhao, and their team introduces what they call a matched execution layer benchmark. The key word there is matched. They built 440 desktop tasks across 18 applications and 12 workflow categories, where both the GUI agent and the CLI agent get the exact same goal, the exact same starting state, and the exact same verifier checking their work at the end. The only thing that's different is how they're allowed to interact with the software. That's a really clean experimental design, and it's honestly overdue. What they found is genuinely interesting. GUI agents and CLI agents don't just fail at different rates, they fail at fundamentally different things. GUI agents, the ones looking at the screen, tend to struggle with precise navigation, multi-step workflows, where one wrong click cascades into chaos, and anything that requires understanding dense visual layouts. CLI agents, on the other hand, are great at structured tasks, but hit walls when the task requires contextual understanding that's naturally captured in the visual interface. There's no clear overall winner. For practitioners, this is a really useful framing. If you're building or deploying computer use agents, this paper gives you a principled way to think about which modality fits which class of task. It also raises a genuinely open question. What would a hybrid agent look like that intelligently switches between GUI and CLI depending on what it's doing? That seems like the natural next step, and the benchmark they've built is exactly the kind of evaluation infrastructure you'd want to validate such an approach. Solid work. Okay, paper two. Let's talk about LLMs that reason, things like chain-of-thought models or the newer generation of reasoning-heavy models. These models are incredible, but they have a serious memory problem. As they generate long reasoning traces, they build up what's called a KV cache. That's the key-value cache, basically the model's working memory that stores intermediate computations from the attention mechanism, so it doesn't have to recompute everything from scratch. The longer the reasoning chain, the bigger this cache gets, and at some point, it becomes a real bottleneck in terms of memory and speed. The standard approach to dealing with this is KV cache compression. You figure out which tokens in the cache are most important and you drop the rest. Most existing methods do this by looking at attention weights. The idea is intuitive. If the model is paying a lot of attention to a token, that token must be important, right? But Juxi Cai, Zhuiri Xiao, Alexandra Birch, and their colleagues argue this is incomplete. Attention tells you about contextual relevance, but it doesn't tell you about information theoretic importance, like, is this token actually surprising or informative, or is it just getting attended to because it's nearby? Their approach, which they're calling information-aware KV cache compression, brings in signals from information theory alongside the attention weights. Specifically, they're looking at things related to predictive uncertainty and token informativeness, basically trying to identify tokens that carry genuine new information versus tokens that are somewhat redundant. Think of it like this. If you're taking notes on a lecture, you don't write down every word, you write down the surprising high information bits. That's the intuition here. The results show meaningful improvements in maintaining reasoning quality under aggressive compression compared to attention-only baselines. That means you can compress the cache more aggressively without hurting the model's ability to reason correctly, which directly translates to lower memory usage and faster inference. For anyone running large reasoning models in production, and this is increasingly a lot of people, this kind of technique is exactly what you need to make things economically viable at scale. Keep an eye on this one. Paper 3 is one of my favorites in this batch, and honestly, it's a bit of a philosophical gut punch for the coding agent space. There's this classic idea in computer science, a real foundational intuition, that checking whether a solution is correct should be easier than finding the solution in the first place. For code, this seems obvious. Just run the tests, right? But the authors of this paper, Binghai Wang, Chenlong Zhang, Daiheng Lu, and their team are here to tell you that this intuition is quietly breaking down. The argument goes like this. As foundation models get better at reasoning and as engineering scaffolding around them gets more sophisticated, generating plausible-looking, even sophisticated code is no longer the hard part. The hard part is now reliably knowing whether that code actually does what you wanted. Every verifier you can build, test suites, static analyzers, execution environments, even other LLMs, is a proxy for human intent. And proxies can be gamed, accidentally or otherwise. The paper introduces the concept of a verification horizon, which is basically the idea that there's a fundamental ceiling on how reliably any automated verifier can capture what humans actually want. They walk through the failure modes in detail. You've got reward hacking, where the agent figures out how to pass tests without solving the real problem. You've got specification gaps, where the tests just don't cover what matters. You've got distributional issues, where verifiers trained or designed on simpler tasks fall apart on the complex, long-horizon tasks that modern agents are increasingly tackling. None of this is totally new, but the framing here is crisp, and the empirical analysis is thorough. For practitioners building coding agents or reinforcement learning from execution feedback pipelines, this paper is a must-read. It's not saying give up on automated verification, it's saying understand the limits of your reward signal. If your verifier has a blind spot, your agent will find it and exploit it. The practical takeaway is to invest seriously in verification quality. Layer multiple verification strategies and maintain human oversight at the edges where automated verification is weakest. Really important work. All right, let's shift gears to something more infrastructure flavored. Paper 4 is about speculative decoding, which is a clever technique for making LM inference faster. The basic idea, instead of generating one token at a time with your big, expensive model, you use a smaller, faster draft model to propose several tokens ahead. Then your big model verifies them all in one parallel pass. If the big model agrees with the draft, great, you got multiple tokens for roughly the price of one verification step. If it disagrees, you throw out the bad tokens and move on. The problem is, this approach has a scaling ceiling. You'd think, just draft more tokens, get more speed up. But it's not that simple. Draft more tokens and you get longer draft sequences. And the further out you draft, the more likely the big model is to disagree with your draft, which means you're doing lots of work and throwing it away. There's a sweet spot, and past that sweet spot, adding more draft tokens actually hurts. The paper from Lanxiang Hu, Zhaoxiang Feng, Yulun Wu, and their colleagues is trying to break through that ceiling. Their approach is called JetSpec, and the key innovation is parallel tree drafting. Instead of a single linear draft sequence, they generate a tree of candidate token paths in parallel, multiple possible continuations explored simultaneously. The clever part is how they handle what they call the causality efficiency dilemma. Standard autoregressive drafters have to generate tokens one after another because each token depends on the previous one. JetSpec restructures this so the drafting itself can be parallelized more aggressively, enabling a larger effective draft budget without the usual overhead penalty. The results show meaningful throughput improvements over prior speculative decoding methods, particularly at higher draft budgets where earlier approaches plateau. If you're deploying LLMs and inference cost is a concern, and when is it not, this is directly relevant. The gains compound when you're doing high-volume inference. I'll also say the tree drafting framing feels like it has legs beyond this specific paper. It's a natural fit for scenarios where you want the model to explore multiple reasoning paths, not just single sequences. Solid engineering contribution. Last paper of the day, and this one is about benchmarking agentic systems, which is a topic I care a lot about, because I think most existing benchmarks are genuinely not keeping up with how capable these systems are getting. The paper introduces Gauntlet Bench, a web-based benchmark designed to evaluate agents on tasks that go beyond what current popular benchmarks are testing. The team includes Mykola Vysotsky, Runki Lin, Grzegorz Biziel, and others. The core problem they're addressing is benchmark saturation. Modern agents are hitting near-ceiling performance on a lot of the popular web and computer use benchmarks. And that's not because the agents are actually solving the underlying problems perfectly, it's because the benchmarks were built around popular, well-documented applications with relatively simple tasks. Agents can essentially learn to navigate these environments through pattern matching on training data rather than genuine generalization. Gauntlet Bench pushes back against this in a few ways. It focuses on less familiar environments and applications, things where an agent can't just rely on having seen similar workflows during training. It also expands the capability dimensions being tested, going beyond task completion rate to probe things like robustness to unexpected states, handling of ambiguous instructions, and behavior in multi-step workflows where earlier mistakes compound. The tasks are harder, the environments are less forgiving. And importantly, the benchmark is web-based, which makes it more accessible for researchers to run evaluations on. What they find, perhaps unsurprisingly, is that agents that look great on existing benchmarks show much larger performance drops on Gauntlet Bench. The gap between familiar and unfamiliar environments is substantial, which tells you something important. We may have been systematically overestimating how generalizable current agents are. For practitioners, this is a calibration exercise. If you're relying on benchmark numbers to make deployment decisions, understand what those benchmarks are actually testing and what they're not. Gauntlet Bench seems like a valuable tool for stress testing your systems more honestly. And that's a wrap on today's five papers. We covered the GUI versus CLI execution gap, smarter KV cache compression for reasoning models, the verification horizon problem in coding agents, JetSpec's parallel tree drafting for faster inference, and Gauntlet Bench's honest look at where agents actually struggle. Big thanks to Limitless AI for sponsoring the show. Go check out what they're building. Link is in the show notes along with all five papers we covered today. If you found this useful, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a rating if you're feeling generous, and I'll see you next time on Unzip.